Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 92 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we are going to switch it up, keep you on your toes, and bring you something a little bit different. Why? Because I can. Tune into the full episode to see what I'm talking about. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Happy Monday to those of you who are listening to this on Monday. Happy whatever day to those of you who are listening to this on whatever day it may be. So if you are all up to speed and you're one of my super fans, freaking love you guys. I don't know how you do it. And, you know, keeping up with the episodes and such, then today is Monday, which means that it is typically a long episode, right? In these episodes, I bring on a guest and we shoot the shit, and I absolutely love making them. That was funny. Love making them. But I'm doing it a little bit differently this week, right? So I am what I like to call myself, a content monster. That is what I love doing. I love making things. I love recording these podcasts, the short ones. I love doing videos on social media. I love writing things to my email newsletter. You know, if I can create something, I want to do it. I love it. But I do realize that can make it a little bit hard to keep up with what the hell I am doing. So I wanted to take this week, this Monday anyway, to give you guys a little break and let you catch up. So last week? I guess, oh my God, so much happens. Last week I launched my Breathing with the Maestro course, and holy shit, you guys, what a success. I cannot thank you enough. Like, this was the validation I needed that, yes, make these kind of things and do online content, and we want to learn more. And you guys are freaking phenomenal. Like, I want to just give you guys things and like give stuff away, and just, I can't thank you enough. So if you purchased my course, my online course, Breathing with the Maestro, thank you a million times over. I honestly can't express to you how much it means, and just this, it's phenomenal. But I spent a lot of last week marketing for that, and also I did the inaugural course, my inaugural North America course for Moving with the Maestro. So I had a bunch of launches, two launches going off last weekend, and that's what I really focused on, and all my online content and what I was pushing out there and what I was promoting. And that kind of meant that the podcast didn't get the love that it deserved. I still put the episode out, but I didn't get to promote it the way I really loved it. I didn't get to really just celebrate it the way that I like to really celebrate each episode, because each episode really is a victory. Like, it's not easy to put these together. It's so much fun. But these longer episodes, you know, creating that little teaser thing for the beginning and the graphic and like just organizing it in the first place and getting the person so you can do the interview, these things take time. And so it's something to celebrate. I really do cherish each and every episode. But I didn't really get to do that with last week's episode, right? So last week was episode 90, and that was with Kathy Sierra. And my gosh, that woman is freaking phenomenal. She is just incredible at everything she does. Like, I found her on social media. You know, the social media gods saw fit to bring us together, and she's phenomenal. She's had a million lives. You know, in the episode, I asked her if she's 100, 100 years old, because she's done so much. It's mind-blowing. So what I want to do this episode is just ask you guys to go back and listen to two episodes that have really just meant a lot to me and moved me and have just really been integral in a lot of the stuff that I've been working on and doing. And so one of those episodes is episode 90 with Kathy Sierra. And, you know, just, I can't say enough about her. And just the way she thinks is so differently. And the message that she delivers, like, she works with horses now, but in a past life, she worked in the movement world for quite a long time. She was a sponsored skateboarder. She then went into the tech industry, was hugely successful there, wrote a book that sold 2 million copies, then went on tour, but not to talk about what the book said, but how the book, or why the book was so successful, like the methodology that she used in creating this book and you know, speaking about this around the world. She was a keynote speaker at South by Southwest. Like, this woman, she's amazing. She has the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk and Tim Ferriss and Jeff Bezos, like, you know, looking up to her. And it's just like, what? And what she's all about is creating badass users, right? Creating badass experiences for these users and thereby creating badass users. And she's just applied that to horses now, which is phenomenal, right? Because, you know, she's now living out her passion, which is just another thing that just resonates so much with me. And so we're talking about this and the importance of creating that user experience. And for my clinicians or practitioners out there, this should, you know, just be setting off light bulbs and things for you and being like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I want to be doing. How do I create this amazing experience for this person so that they leave? And what she talks about is word of obvious, where this person is so transformed by whatever interaction or whatever, you know, you did to help them that they're how they are now is just obvious to people. And people come up to them and are like, man, what's different? What's changed? I want to learn about what you've been doing, as opposed to having that person go and be like word of mouth, or they're saying to people, hey, I'm trying this really cool new thing. You should try it out, which works. But it's that much more powerful when people around them just see the change and they sense it, they feel it, they see it, they know it, they acknowledge it. And it's the word of obvious. And then they ask that person, hey, what have you been doing? Right. So something that I think just extends to every facet of life, because especially, you know, with what we do, we're interacting with humans. And if we can do that better and create better experiences for these people and get rid of the ego, right? It's not about me. It's not like, I don't want you guys to think, oh, I'm so smart. It's not like, what do these people think? Do they think I'm so smart? Do they think, you know, are they going to tell everyone how smart I am? No, it's about the experience that I can create for you guys, whether it's with a course, an online course, a podcast, a post, whatever. And Kathy is just, oh, the way she talks about this stuff. So the first episode, clearly I really love that episode. The first episode that I want you to check out is episode 90. That was last week's episode with Kathy Sierra. I will link this in the show notes. And then the second episode that I would love for you to check out is episode 86 with Mandy Jankus. And it's actually entitled, How to Get Your Shit Together. Right. Mandy is my life coach. Right. Coaches need coaches. We shouldn't be ashamed or afraid to admit that or to go and seek help. She's my life coach, and I've been working with her for a few months now, and every session is just so freaking good. And I want you guys to see the value in, you know, having someone like that in your life. And I know I have a lot of listeners out there that are trying to make moves, or that are making moves, or want to make moves. Just, you know, you're alive. You're trying to do things. You got goals. And I want you guys to see, hear, understand, recognize, realize the value in having someone like this and what it can mean for, you know, sticking to schedules, clarifying things, understanding your why, figuring out purpose, sharing your message, getting your message out there, just so many things, right? It was an episode that, you know, I brought her on just to have you guys hear her voice and hear her message and hear how valuable a life coach could be. But just in general, you know, that episode and Kathy Sierra's episode, they mean a lot to me. And, you know, like I said, I'm a content monster. I'm putting stuff out all the time. And I know that you can't keep up with everything. And that's totally fine, right? I'm not like, oh, damn it, how dare you not? I put things out so frequently, honestly, because I got a lot to say. I love talking, if you couldn't tell. So I put a lot of this stuff out. And I don't expect you to listen to every single thing. For those of you that do, thank you, though. Really, like, it means more to me than you know. For those of you that have taken the time to leave a review, to, you know, click the stars, to subscribe, like, you guys are amazing. You guys that leave me DMs, or, you know, you take screenshots and you post those things, it means so much to me. I am all about connection. Life is all about connection. And it's amazing to be able to use this platform to connect with you, right? Because you don't get that direct feedback with podcast. You don't know, like, who's listening, do they like it, I don't really know. all you get is kind of the stats. But then I hear from you guys and I read the reviews and you write to me and you send pictures and it's just like amazing. So thank you. So this week, as my gift, I want to give you a break from another episode bombarding you. And I would love it if you can, if you have time, right? Because this is pretty much the end of this episode. If you have time, go and check out those episodes, right? Episode 90 with Kathy Sierra or episode 86 with Mandy Jankus. I will link them in the show notes. Try to make it easy for you guys, right? You can scroll down and boom, boom, check that out. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, please hit me up, guys, anytime. You can DM me at The Movement Maestro or, you know, it's Instagram. Or you can shoot me an email, shantae@themovementmaestro.com. It may take a little bit of time for me to get back to you, but I promise I will always, always get back to you. You guys reaching out to me, it means the world. All right, signing out for real this time. Thank you guys, as always. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me, and hopefully you'll choose to listen to a little bit more after this. As always, endlessly, endlessly, one more time, endlessly grateful. Until next time, friends, Maestro